Hello, gorgeous people. Welcome to Uplift Lifestyle Podcast. It's Haley Bowler Cook, your host, psychic channel, energy medicine practitioner, author, thought leader. Excited to be here with you. So, this episode is a really beautiful combination of trainings, teachings, transmissions, vibes, updates, upgrades, all the things. And I've taken some pieces from the Vortex, which is my extremely high level group program. It is my only group program. I made the decision back in December 2022, I guess. So just before this brand new fresh year of 2023 started, I made this decision because the channel was just so quick and constant and nonstop. And I needed a container that could evolve as quickly as I was evolving and my channel was evolving. So I needed a container that I could just go into at any point during the day, sometimes numerous times in a day, and channel source energy, channel codes, channel insight, channel wisdom, channel teachings, trainings, and just provide and serve in that way. I needed a container for it. And I need a container that wasn't limited to certain themes. So if you've been in my world for a while, 2022, I had so many beautiful group containers. Icon, fuck, it's actually so good to just reflect on these. There's such good containers. I did Icon, Tycoon, Prosper, Devotion. Oh my God, there's more. I did The Edge of Evolution. I had these fucking incredible group containers. I had a money ascension accelerator, so many things, so many retreats. I had all of these events and containers and groups, and they were so potent. They were focused on specific themes and they were such a vibe. And that was so aligned at the time. But toward the end of 2022 and into early 2023, when I opened the Vortex and started the Vortex, I was like, I need a container that has no limits, a container that is full of powerful individuals who are desiring and devoted to their own life by design. And they're open to the infinite intelligence that channels through. So I do trainings that I would have done in Tycoon. I do trainings that I would have done in Icon. I do trainings on devotion. I do trainings on the art of receiving. I do trainings on Prosper. I do trainings on systems and logistics and strategies. I do trainings on energetics and feminine receptivity. I do trainings on relationships, trainings on money, trainings on your fitness, your health, your body, all of it, because I just move with the channel every day. So I made the decision to start the Vortex and allow the Vortex to be a Monday to Friday container of devotion where I'm in there channeling. Often there's a theme every day or a theme of the week, sometimes a theme of the month. And I've been running the Vortex since January 2023. And as I'm recording this right now, it is almost August 2023. So it's been many months, but like the Vortex still feels so fresh and new to me. Like, I feel like this is my new group program. And I think it's because the fucking fun of it and the fluidity of it and the flow of it and the infinite creativity of it, because it's different every single day. And even the group members change, right? Like, there's group members who have been in since literally January and have been in it every month. And there's group members who are in for a month, and there's group members in for 3 months and then 5 months and then in and out. And like, it's just so fluid and flowy. And it's sometimes there's 10 people in the group. Sometimes there's 20 people in the group. It's like, it's changing all the time and it's fucking beautiful. So anyways, inside this podcast episode, there are a few clips, not many, but a few clips from the Vortex, because every day there's a training or transmission, or it's Q&A day or direct channeling day where I get to actually directly channel and coach the members inside. Sometimes there's declaration days once a week where there's a theme and you declare on that theme, like declare your biggest fear and how you're going to lean into that this week, or declare what you're stepping toward, what is your desire in this new moon, and what you're calling in, and how you're going to take action toward that, and how you're going to receive that. And we have these declaration days. It's just such a fucking vibe. So anyways, I've made the decision to include a couple portions, pieces, segments from the Vortex, because I have all of the content, obviously, from the Vortex saved. And it feels good to share snippets on the podcast. It's really powerful information, and it's an opportunity for you to tap into something higher, tap into something more powerful. It's an opportunity for you to be led and facilitated in the way that you deserve to. You know, you're listening to this, you're high level, you're powerful, you're desiring more. You know, you're listening to my podcast because you are about the vibe of living a life by your own design. You're about the energy of expansion and attraction and receiving and creating, and you're just here to live a good fucking life, period. So I want you to receive these codes, enjoy these conversations, and if you feel the pull and the call, definitely trust it and join us inside the Vortex. I will have a link in the show notes where you can sign up. If you have any questions, I should say this more often, but my DMs are very open. I run my own Instagram. No one else runs my Instagram. It's me, and I like it that way. And I love when people send me DMs, and often people send me DMs and are just like, hey, I want to sign up for whatever. Where do I buy your book? Hey, how can I work one-on-one with you? What's the Vortex? How do I get in? And then other times people just ask me questions and then never sign up for anything. And that's okay too. I want you to be empowered with the information about what I offer, what I do as a direct channel, as a facilitator, why my work is different, and just my energy as a leader and facilitator is very different than most. So if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to see if the Vortex is right for you, to see if one-on-one is right for you. Often those who do come into my DMs do get inside one-on-one or the group because they're brave enough to reach out and they get that answer that they needed, that is like that unlocked code of like, okay, now I'm sure because I got the answer on the pricing, or I got the answer on what the container looks like, or I got the answer on the scheduling or whatever it is. So don't be shy. Come say hi. That rhymes. Cannot wait to hear from you, and enjoy this episode, babes. Before we dive into the trainings within the Vortex that I've included in this podcast episode, I want to talk to you guys about the principles of this fluid dimension of openness that I exist in. And it's a fluid dimension in the sense that I work with all types of energy. I work with intergalactics, angels, archangels, God, goddesses. I work with universal consciousness. I work with earthly elementals. I work with Jesus. I work with the consciousness of higher selves, the consciousness of past selves. I work with ancestors. I'm in a dimension of openness. There's no cap or limit or rules about what information channels through, who channels through. And this is why I'm able to work with so many different types of clients. I have clients who are like extremely religious. I have clients who don't even believe in energy. I have clients who are all about the universe and their astrology and flow and fluidity. I have clients that are total goddess energy. I have clients who are very much in their masculine. I'm able to work with a variety of clients because there's no fucking rules in this dimension of openness. And we're just concerned with your highest ascension. We're concerned with your highest human potential and actually living that, actually actualizing that. We're concerned with you having what you want. We're concerned with you living your truth and your purpose and your path. We're concerned with your optimized space. We're concerned with you being in the highest optimization level that you can be and actually fulfilling. Ooh, just as I'm speaking, the thunder is starting. We're actually just concerned with you reaching your potential. So who cares whether you believe in God or the universe or energy or quantum physics or whatever? none of that matters. We're operating in a dimension of openness, and I want you to feel fucking good and achieve what you want to achieve and receive what life wants to give you. So I wanted to start with saying that. And the next thing I want to add on this circular flow is we're alive, you know, we're alive in this life and everything's changing and shifting. And one of the transmissions I've actually included in this podcast episode is all about just like make the move. So that's coming up, but we're alive in this life and things really shifted for me. And I mean, they've always been shifting. Even when I say that, it's like, no. It's always been adding up. It's always been stacking. It's always been aligning. It's always been perfect. Like, we really can't fuck it up. It's always been perfect. But things did really feel like they shifted for me when I started to understand the circular flow of life. And I started to, and many of my clients hear me say this all the time, but it's like I put on my owl head. And this owl head, when it's done in its high frequency of alignment, is like this ability to see infinitely and beyond all of the supportive energies that are here to guide and support and lead and drop blessings into our life. So when I understood this circular flow of life, and it was like, no longer was it just me with my head down, like working toward my goals, but rather it was me alive in the flow and the circular fluidity of life and the nature of it and the openness of it. Oh, it's thundering again. This is exciting. It was like this huge shift when I was able to understand that what I want is in congruence with what source wants for me and what the universe wants for the universe and what planet Earth wants for planet Earth and what God wants for all of God's children. Like, when I understood that my desires were divinely synced up and placed within me, and I wasn't alone in trying to achieve them, and I was actually being supported all day, every day, it allowed me to open up to receive, and it allowed me to catalyze reactions in my life and make moves and say yes and go forward. It allowed me to not feel alone and to know that I wasn't alone. And it allowed me to actually observe, see, witness, and then amplify in a mindset and a belief programming and wiring consciousness that I'm supported and that everything I want is everything that life wants. And this is why I often say, when you work with me and when you do this work, when you read my book, by the way, read my book if you haven't yet, Unfuck with the Bullet, just came out this summer, 2023, and you can buy it here at the link in the show notes or the link in my bio on Instagram, or if you just type in Unfuck with the Bull by Haley Buller Cook on Amazon, you can find it. It's in stores too. You can find my book. Find my book. It's so good. But I often speak on this concept in my book with my clients inside the vortex that when you're working with me and doing this work, you're not only receiving what you want, but you're receiving what life wants for you. This is why when you're actually tapped into your intuition, you're actually tapped into your energy, and you're actually tapped into what life is communicating to you and through you, you understand your desires as this holy, divine permission slip to go for it. And to open up to the support that is abundantly surrounding you, because your desires are completely aligned with what life desires for you. And sometimes our desires are just the beginning. And what life wants for us, or source, or God, or the universe, or your higher self, your soul, your spirit, whoever, whatever you want to call it, this energy that supports us here on Earth. Often what life wants for us is so, not often, always, 100% always, so much bigger and better and more beautiful. So my work isn't just about you tunnel vision and achieving what you want and receiving what you want. It's about, of course, having everything you desire and opening up to the magic opening up to the divine intervention, opening up to what life wants for you.
So one of the biggest shifts for me was shifting from the bitterness to the success and the naturalization of my desires. So when you know you're meant for big things and you feel so aligned to it and you feel like I am this embodiment of XYZ, whatever it is that I desire, when you feel trapped in an illusion of separation, when you want something and you know it's natural for you and meant for you and you don't have it, it can feel like separation, right? The illusion of separation, and it can feel like I'm meant for this. Why isn't it here? But when you shift into the dimension of openness and you understand that everything's all happening at once, the powerful recognition of the truth that it's natural for you, you're aligned to it, you're identifying and embodying it, and therefore it's only natural that it collapses into your reality and divine timing. The shift from the bitterness to the knowing, the shift from the why isn't it here yet to of course it's on its way, of course it's coming, of course it's manifesting for me, this is natural for me. That shift from separation to openness, separation to oneness, separation to connection is the biggest shift that happened for me. And it's something that I have a complete training on inside my book, Unfuckwithable. It's something that I individually formulate for my clients inside my group and inside one-on-one. This is the shift that changes it all. This is the shift that actually allows you to receive what it is you know you're designed for in this life.
Okay, so this training is all about coherence, mind, body, spirit coherence, and the circular phenomenon that I talk a lot about, which is this dimension of openness where everything's happening all at once. So I want to focus in on the importance of having harmony between all systems that are interacting in your body, mind, and spirit. So we're talking harmonized, holistic success. So this is an invitation for you to notice where you're placing more emphasis on certain areas of your life. Maybe you're putting so much emphasis on your career, or so much emphasis on your relationships, or so much emphasis on your body, or so much emphasis on your health, or so much emphasis on your money. I want you to recognize that focus, of course, is the name of the game. But can you enter a higher level of human potential, a higher level of optimization, and enhance your focus to a spherical, circular, harmonized, and never-ending, ever-evolving focus? And that can that focus be on all parts of yourself, mind, body, spirit, your business, your money, your love, your intimacy, your relationships, your health, your well-being? Can you focus on that ever-evolving, system that is working together, that is all of you? Can you focus on all of you? So close your eyes now. And just see yourself as a sphere, as a circle, like a three-dimensional sphere, spinning, oscillating, vibrating. See all the parts of you that are within the sphere. Bring your focus to all parts. Bring your focus to the holistic wellness, regulation, and optimization of the system, this entire system. Bring your awareness to the oneness and the unity and the unified state. Start to feel your entire body vibrating and buzzing and warming with every breath. Feeling the evolution, transformation, and the elevated coherence within the system. This invitation to vibrate in this frequency for holistic well-being, holistic success, holistic abundance, holistic love, holistic thrival.
to be not only regulated but optimized in this high frequency. This invitation allows you to unlock your human and highest potential. So with your eyes closed, I want you to roll your eyes back in your head. Roll them back. Now, like windshield wipers, take them left and right, left and right. Wake up the brain. Rewire the brain. From this point forward, I want you to only see, feel, experience, think, and believe in the highest states of coherence. I want your eyes to naturally gravitate toward the highest frequency sight. I want your ears to naturally gravitate toward the highest frequency sounds. I want your throat and your voice and your entire speaking system to gravitate to the highest frequency sounds, the highest frequency sentences, the highest frequency language of communication. I want your entire career, financial reality, abundance, consciousness, impact and influence within your life's purpose to operate in the highest coherence, your highest potential. Let's come to the heart chakra now. Keep the eyes closed. Roll the eyes back. Tap over your heart. Tap, 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 tap. Breathing in, breathing out, reactivating the heart chakra, healing the heart chakra, healing the physical organ system, feeling the blood move freer, clearer, purer. And from this optimized state, feeling and receiving and giving only the highest levels of love. Receiving and giving love only in the highest coherence. You're opened up, free of blockages, free of obstruction, open, clear, pure. Now let's go into a higher, more active frequency breath. You can open your eyes and focus on something in front of you. Something neutral or something beautiful. Breathe in through the nose, out through the nose, 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 and settle. Big breaths to settle. How quickly can you rest? How quickly can you return to coherence, a coherent state of homeostasis? Bringing your focus back to the beautiful or neutral thing. Let's breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth this time. Ha, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Ha, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Ha, in through the nose, out through the mouth, ha, and let it all out. Let it all out. How quickly can you calm yourself coming back to coherence? Rolling the eyes back. Keep the eyes open this time. Roll the eyes back. Left and right, left and right. Hold them back and return to neutral, coherence, homeostasis. From this space, foundation, coherent state, you can do anything. You are unfuckable. You are powerful. You are unshakable. You're in your highest human potential. So what will you do with your life? What will you do with your day, your next hour, your next moment, your next week, your next year? What will you do with this life, with this time you have ahead of you now? From this high frequency coherent state, what will you do? Who will you be? How will you live? Lock it in. Write it out. You know your next move. Take it.
Hello, beautifuls. Can you hear the little babbling creek and the birds? I am just out in nature as I record for you. Let's take a few breaths in. Just breathe in the sun. Fresh air. Serenity. And aliveness. So happy Thursday, my loves. What a week we've already had. Declarations were super powerful this week. Questions and answers were super potent. And when you actually make the moves in alignment with what we have worked on, you will see the shifts and you'll see the upgrades happen. So I want to connect with you guys today from a really high level space of being the leaders of your life, the leading energy of your life, how that will create next levels of self-trust, of personal empowerment when you lead yourself and when you allow yourself to be led. There's the invisible string, right? There's the source consciousness, the communication, the whispers, the intuition, the guidance that pulls you forward. And then there is the self-leadership that is you that brings yourself forward and moves yourself forward. And the more often we practice powerfully moving forward in our alignment, the stronger we become, the more powerful we become. When we make decisions quickly and powerfully based on intuition, based on personal power, based on alignment, based on I know this in my soul, I know this in my bones, this is just true for me, we move mountains. We have a remarkable life. And a concept that was brought to my awareness that I've always known, but just more potently brought to my awareness this week, is the concept of death is the only thing that is promised, right? As humans, there is death, right? And then there is life. Those two things are promised. So how are you going to live in this life? How can you be more alive, more aligned? How can you have more fun? How can you experience more joy and pleasure? How can you make more impact? How can you walk powerfully in your purpose? When you really recognize that life and death are the only two promises, how can you choose to live more powerfully, right? Everything else just becomes almost laughable. Like when you see yourself procrastinating and you see yourself playing small and you see yourself waiting and fawning and not showing up fully and you see yourself in fear, it's almost laughable when you know that the only inevitability is that this life on earth will come to an end at some point. So how are you going to live while you're here in this precious, unrepeatable human body? Right? This is an unrepeatable existence. Your soul will reincarnate over and over again, but right now, the body you have, the energy system you have, the voice you have, the gifts you have, this is now, and this is unrepeatable. So I want you to live life with more intentionality. Be more iconic, be more unapologetic, be more powerful and confident and true to yourself. It's not even a risk. That's the thing. The guides cut me off when I say take a risk. They're like, it's not a risk. It's actually the safest thing and the best thing you could ever do for yourself is to do the big thing that you're scared to do. It's not even a risk. It's meant for you. So do it. Because a life lived with intention has a compounding effect, right? A compounding effect of purpose, of abundance, of love, a legacy left behind. And you're always consciously and subconsciously creating this as you're mindfully moving, intentionally moving, as you're bold, as you're simple. you are always creating this, and the subtle codes of your alignment and your movement are always adding up, right? So we're always consciously and subconsciously creating our lives, co-creating, receiving our lives, and we're always consciously and subconsciously moving forward with more blessings and more abundance and more opportunity and more success. It's always happening. So how can we powerfully choose that it's going to be in our alignment? Right? We want to change how life is lived for ourselves. And when we're aware that this is an unrepeatable existence, it's literally laughable. Like, LOL, why would I ever play small? Why would I ever not make the move? Why would I ever not say yes to that opportunity or try it or do it or just go for it? Like, why would I not? Why would I play small when this is an unrepeatable existence? And the deeper you lean into your spirituality, the clearer this becomes. And the clearer this becomes, the more willing you are to make decisions. The more unconventionally you will live, the more iconically you will live. And therefore, the more success you will have. The more wealth, the more abundance, the more love, the more friendship, the more opportunities, the more aliveness, the more experience. Right? You're elevating your way of being for you, for those in your life. And it's starting within every single time. Who you are behind the scenes, who you are in front of everyone, it's all adding up. It's all cashing in. And it's one intentional move at a time. And the deeper that you deepen in your own unique spirituality and understanding of life as unrepeatable, the more you get out in nature, the more you connect to your consciousness, the more you close your eyes and breathe, the more you connect to your body, the more you connect to spirit, the more you realize that this is a dimension of openness and it's all connected and it's all happening now, and your future self is here now and your past self is here now, and the desires that you have are available now, and everything you want exists, and you have to powerfully choose it, and you have to powerfully claim it and powerfully live it. And there's no other choice than to rise and to thrive. And there's no other choice than to have incredible opportunities and experiences just present themselves to you. Surprises and miracles that you could have never even thought of consciously show themselves to you. Because you're living in this new paradigm. Because you're open. Because you're expanded. Because you allow it. And because you powerfully move. Powerfully make the decision. You powerfully say yes, and you powerfully and effortlessly receive the results of it. So my loves, this is your message: to do the thing, to say yes, to make the move, to decide. The more you do that, the more strong you become, the more powerful you become, the more you trust yourself, and it keeps getting easier and results keep getting bigger. So on this gorgeous day, listen to this as many times as you can until it locks in, until you remember your fucking power and your truth, and you let it be just how you live. So get out in the sun, breathe in the air, connect to your body, connect to your soul, and know that it's all happening now and that you have the power. So if there's anything you've been thinking of doing, do it. Have the conversation, write the book, start the business, tell that person you love them, whatever it is, make the move and keep making the moves in alignment, because it's all adding up and it's all happening now. I love you guys. The last thing I want to add to this is, like, only change is, you know, constant, right? So when I'm saying life and death are the only things that are promised, the life and death cycles just keep evolving and changing. Shifting. It's permanent truth that there will always be changing. So what are you going to do with this life? Because when it's over, there'll be a new life. But right now you have this body, you have this gift, these gifts rather, you have this energy, you have these opportunities, you have these desires. They're going to be different in your next life. And they're going to be different next year and 10 years from now and 20 years from now. But if you're going to sit here in fear and sit here waiting for whatever external circumstance to change for you to say yes and to decide, you're going to be waiting forever. So you want to keep the evolution moving because that's what's natural. The river wants to move, doesn't want to be dammed. It wants to move, and the death and rebirth cycles will continue. There's constant shifting and changing. You can't slow it down. It's all happening now. It is constantly moving and shifting. So for you to really receive the desires and the juiciness of this existence, you have to move with it. You literally have to move with it.
All right, my loves. I hope you've enjoyed this transmission, training, riffy, all the thing podcast. A little bit of it, everything. I hope you'd enjoyed this. And I really would love to get to know you. There's so many of you listening to my podcast, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you that listen, that I don't know. And I would love to know you. So let me know. Send me a DM and tell me that you love my podcast, or tell me that you listen to my podcast, or even better, be brave and courageous and know your worth and know your power and come into one of my containers, whether it's one-on-one, the Vortex, whatever feels right, come in, buy my book, tell me you've bought my book, deepen in this work in some way, and don't be a stranger, don't be shy, don't be hiding, own the fact that you're ready to change your life, and I would love to help you do that. So thank you for being here, thank you for listening, I hope to see you in a higher level capacity in the Vortex or inside one-on-one. There's a few one-on-one containers right now. There's my Power Proximity Portal. There's a continuity program, which is kind of like the Power Proximity Portal with just less touch. So a couple less calls a month and less Telegram access. And then for certain aligned clients, I will offer single sessions from time to time. Sometimes all you need is a single session. So yeah, my work changes lives. My work is extremely nuanced. It's extremely direct. It's unlike anything you've experienced before. And it would be my truest, biggest honor to facilitate you through this work. Allow my channel to channel for you, hold you and facilitate you through energy, body, and breath work as we channel for you, and just allow you to be given the individualized formula to completely transform your life. And if it's already so fucking beautiful, just to make it even more abundant and wealthy and gorgeous and full of love and aligned and purposeful and impactful and everything you desire and more. So come say hi. I hope you loved this episode, and we'll see you next time.